Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be bringing today's guest into the Healthy Habits Show. Anna Tucker has dedicated over 20 years studying and applying functional nutritional approaches to health. A native of Costa Rica, Anna spent her early life living close to one of the world's famous blue zones, absorbing the healthy lifestyle, which makes these places unique. As a functional nutrition counselor and co-founder of Brain Love Health, Anna focuses on the root causes of Alzheimer's disease, filling in the gaps of prevention between a person and their doctors to maintain long-term brain health. She's also the mom of two beautiful daughters, Luna and Violet, who I love what an example you are setting for those girls as a powerful mom. So Anna, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much, Dori, for having me here. It is such a pleasure and an inspiration because I see the passion that you have for what you do and your show.
It is my pleasure, and I really do love what I do. I'm so lucky that I get to meet the most amazing women making such a phenomenal difference. So I would love for you to take us on your journey from living in Costa Rica. Share what the blue zones are all about and how it really determined what you're doing today.
Yes, definitely. So, today I am a functional nutrition counselor and I help women protect their brain health long-term. And I feel like my journey started back when living in Costa Rica, close to the blue zones. If you don't know what the blue zones are, it's actually five places in the world where people live the healthiest and the longest. A lot of this population of people live up to 100 or more. So at the time when I used to visit the blue zone, I didn't know it was a blue zone. And but for me, it was a very special place because I could see the quality of life, even though it was a very simple kind of life. People seemed to be enjoying themselves and having a lot of family traditions and love and food and warmth. And I think even with my own family and my mom, that was so such a beautiful characteristic that at the time I didn't think it was different, not until maybe I came and lived here that I started missing, all the food that my mom made from scratch. And every time we had to have a mixture of like garlic, onions, peppers, that was the base for every meal that she cooked. And I think that's when my eyes started opening to, wow, like the food that we're eating actually can have an impact on how we feel, on how we look, and longevity. Then that took me to coming to this country, which I also love. I love Costa Rica. I love the U.S. And I'm very thankful for being here. And that's when I started my studies in nutrition, functional nutrition counseling, and then starting this company, Brain Love Health, with my co-founder, where we dedicate our mission and passion into finding solutions for women's brain health. today and long term. And if you want me to give you a little bit of background on how we started.
I do.
Company. So my co-founder, Patrick, he had a company for like 12 to 15 years where they were looking for a magic pill, a pharmaceutical for Alzheimer's disease, that magic cure that, of course, doesn't exist even to this day. And after so many years and after failure, he was very frustrated. He had so much passion for looking for this cure, but they, you know, no answers. And then when we met, I told him, well, what if there's a different approach that we could take? Isn't there a different way that you can look at this disease and maybe we can come up with a way where we can help people, not with a magic pill, a pharmaceutical medication, but how about the way they're living their life? Going back to the root cause of what's happening in their body. What is the way that this person is living on a daily basis that is either promoting health into their body or is making them sick? So that's how we came up with the idea. Okay, yeah, let's do this. What are we going to call the company? And I'm always into like bringing that love into anything we do. So he was like, okay, brain health. And I was like, how about brain love health? That's how everything started. I'm very passionate about doing everything we do with love and making sure that those people feel the love through maybe our supplements or our counseling that we do. And that's pretty much how everything started evolving. We came up with our supplement, Brain Love PM, that I can tell you about in a little bit. And right now also trying to help women, not just with a supplement, but also going back into their lives, like what's happening, what can we change, how can we make you feel better and maybe reduce the inflammation that is happening in your body, for example.
So you're focused on the root causes of Alzheimer's. Have you found what those beginnings are? And is that part of what Brain Love Health is working towards?
Yeah. So for so many years, I don't know if you've heard about this, but people think of Alzheimer's as this clumps that start happening in your brain. It's called the amyloid plaque. And that's what all the research has been focused on for like 30 years. And unfortunately, about a month ago, all these news came up saying that a lot of these studies were fraudulent. And even before the studies at Brain Love Health, we've been trying to show people, again, let's go back to the root cause. These things that are happening in the brain, this accumulation of these plaques, it's almost like a symptom to what's happening deep inside somewhere else. And again, we cannot say that everyone is the same because we are all different. Mm-hmm. And everything that is happening, let's say what's happening to you, it's extremely different what's happening to me. But if we go back to like the basic, I can mention at least four things that can be a root cause for this disease that are actually modifiable by lifestyle. So for example, one is inflammation. The inflammation that is happening in your body is actually beneficial, but when it's chronic, that's when disease begins to appear, not just Alzheimer's disease, but things like diabetes, heart disease. So inflammation is one. Another one is the health of your microbiome. I mean, for those that don't know what that is, we have all these bacteria, and it's not just bacteria, viruses, fungi living on our body and inside our body. And the most amount of these bacteria and microbes live on our gut. So the health of our intestines is super important for brain health and overall health. Because if you think of this, the gut and the digestive system, that's like the first connection of your internal body to the external environment. So you want to make sure it's working optimally. And like Hippocrates said, disease starts in the gut. I mean, that was like how many years ago? And it's very, very, a lot of wisdom that he said many years ago. So inflammation, gut health. Another thing is free radical damage that is happening in your body from oxidative stress, oxidation, which happens to all of us. But again, depending on what we're eating, depending on what we're being exposed to, toxins, environments, all that becomes a lot in your body. And you want to make sure that your liver is functioning well so that it can do the work to eliminate all these toxins so that you can, again, stay in good health and be able to fight those free radicals, right? Another thing super important that we can change, the blood sugar balance. That one is a biggie, not just for people that have diabetes, but for all of us. Blood sugar affects all of us, and with many, many symptoms, including, you know, cognitive decline and dementia down the road. Maybe three things that you can do to help regulate your blood sugar, which are super easy and we can put into practice on a daily basis. Every time you eat, try to go on a 10-minute walk or try to like move your body. Maybe dance to your two favorite songs on the living room. I mean, it may sound silly, but it's like so easy, right? Who doesn't have like 5 to 10 minutes to do some movement to burn that or to balance that blood sugar? Another thing, make sure that we're eating something green before a main meal. So let's say we're cooking a pasta dish. So while we're cooking, let's eat some broccoli or maybe some cucumber. And then that's making sure that the lining of the walls of your stomach are being covered with the vegetable instead of being covered with like the pasta later. So when the pasta comes in, you're almost like protected from that spike of blood sugar. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And I have to say, I actually read this study and have been doing it ever since, that they were doing a study on that exact thing, how pasta, rice, and potatoes impact your blood sugar. If you eat them fresh off the stove, it's 100%. All those carbs and everything, the spike in your blood sugar. If you eat them cold, it impacts your blood sugar differently. If you reheat them, it actually changes the way the complex carbohydrates impact your body, and it takes 40 carbs and knocks it down to about 10. So it is a very, I know. And it was actually did a blood study. After 15 minutes after eating, they tested everybody's blood, and here was the spikes in the sugar. But again, when it was cold, it was a less spike. When it was reheated, it completely changed it. I'm like, I will be happy to eat my pasta and reheat it. Zero problem with that, because I make everything fresh. My sauces are fresh. I don't use anything in jars. But if I can take 40 carbs and make it 10, rock on. And you know what? I've lost 45 pounds in the last year.
Yeah.
I eat the same things I always ate. I just started doing those little tricks, making sure I have a carb and a protein and fiber in every meal. Anything I eat, I just made overnight oatmeal with almond milk and flax seeds and chia seeds and threw some walnuts in there and then some fresh berries.
Good.
We can eat great and lose weight, stay healthy. It is so important. It really is. So what you are sharing, these are simple fixes that we can do for our long-term health.
And I think that sometimes when it sounds too simple, it's almost like hard to grasp. Like, wait a second, but that's too simple. Like, and I usually tell my clients, yes, it's too simple. So that's a good thing. You can do it, and it actually is going to help you, and it's going to work for you. Let's go back to the basics. Let's not overcomplicate things, right?
Absolutely.
So, that is amazing what you're saying, and it is true about reheating or being cold. And also, another thing that is super easy, having some vinegar water. Water with like a tablespoon of vinegar. I know some people don't like it, but maybe put a lot of water and just the tablespoon of vinegar, and so it can be more diluted. But there's something in the vinegar and a specific chemical that actually helps maintain your blood sugar more balanced. And again, a lot of the symptoms that we may be having, probably because of the blood sugar. So putting these little steps into practice are not just helping you lose weight and maybe feel more stable with your mood swings, for example, but also they're helping your brain long-term.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to NoSuchThingAsABully.com.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. So check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Anna Tucker from Brain Love Health. And you know what? That KISS philosophy, keep it simple, stupid. It's amazing because we really do complicate things that are very easy fixes. So I wanted to ask, now with Brain Love PM, I've been taking it. It's a great product. One little scoop into about 4 ounces of water right before you go to bed, about 30 minutes, going to help you sleep, helps with brain. Talk about the hormonal factor and everything that is included in Brain Love PM and why it is so important for women.
Yes. Well, I think one of the most important things to start with is, why do we dedicate this supplement to women? And it's because from every three cases of Alzheimer's disease, two are women. So we are suffering from this disease at a higher rate than men. And it has to do a lot with the hormonal changes happening through menopause, that these hormones specifically, it's called luteinizing hormone, is disrupting things, making, of course, the estrogen go down, the progesterone goes down, but also affecting the health of the brain long term. So, of course, not everybody is going to suffer from Alzheimer's, but every year, more and more people are being affected. And it's estimated that you're either going to be an Alzheimer's, a person suffering from Alzheimer's, or you're going to be a caregiver for someone that you love. And I feel like we created this supplement to bring awareness to people that you can do something about it today. You can begin protecting your brain today. You don't have to wait, because there are things, those four things that I mentioned that are affecting you, you can actually do something about it with your lifestyle. So Brain Love PM, it's a women's brain health supplement created to help you balance those hormonal changes happening through, we say, perimenopause and menopause. So we recommend this for women 40 and up. The secondary positive side effect is that it's helping you sleep better at night. But the reason why we put the melatonin wasn't specifically for sleep, but it was to help you with the hormonal balancing. But, you know, some women take it in their 30s because they can't sleep, and they're excited. They're so happy that finally there's something that is helping them. And it has to do, too, with the melatonin and the ashwagandha in it together. It creates, like, a nice relaxation for you to go to bed and stay asleep through the night.
It does. And it's a good sleep. You don't wake up feeling, you know, sometimes you'll take something and you'll feel, even melatonin, if you're taking too much of it, it'll kind of make you feel groggy. It's a good sleep. It's very restorative. And again, anything that I can do, anything that we can do that is going to help, because prevention, let's talk about it. It plays a huge role in your brain's destiny.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we want to remind everybody that Alzheimer's disease doesn't start when you're 70, when you're 80. When you have the first symptoms, it's a disease that has been developing for the last 20 to 30 years. So right now I'm almost 40. So how old am I going to be in 30 years? I'm going to be 70, right? So that means, okay, Anna, you got to start taking things into place today so that you can help the health of your brain long term. Some people out there are walking right now with dementia and they don't even know it, right? Because the symptoms are not there. They show up later. But what if we can actually slow down, prevent? Why not, right? And that's what we're always trying to bring, that message to mean something to people. Like, sometimes I just want people like, wake up. You know, prevention is the real cure. And unfortunately, sometimes we want that magic pill that I keep talking about. Reach out to the magic pill and everything will be good. But my mom is a caregiver to my grandma right now. That's one big reason to me too. My great grandma died from this disease. My grandma is suffering right now, and it's not fun. It's not fun at all. And it's a big connection to my heart to make sure that I spread that message. And like you say, this podcast is for you to speak loud and clear, and let that woman out there know, begin protecting your brain today. Don't wait. It's your most important organ. Without it, what are you going to do?
Are there some nutritional and lifestyle tips that you can share that women can begin to do right now?
Yes, for sure. So one of them, number one, sleep. We got to make sure we have at least 7 to 8 hours. That's when the brain is being cleaned, all the garbage out. So about 7 to 8 hours. Then movement, exercise, about maybe 180 minutes a week minimum. You want to do a variety of things between cardio and resistance training, but making sure you go out, explore, go biking, go on a walk. You know, it doesn't have to be super, like, just do what you love, but keep moving, keep moving. Another thing, nutritionally, omega-3 fatty acids are super, super important. I heard you saying you were putting flax seeds and chia seeds in your breakfast. That's like the best. Go outside and get some sunlight. So make sure you're getting that vitamin D. Most of us are walking around with a vitamin D deficiency. So if you know you have a deficiency, then start taking a supplement for sure. Those, put into practice those hacks for the blood sugar balance, which is going to help you reduce the inflammation in your body. So walk 10 minutes or dance 10 minutes after each meal. Eat something green before you eat your pasta, your chicken and rice. Do PFF, combination of protein, fiber, and fat. That's definitely going to help you. And the drink with vinegar water. That's super important.
Health doesn't have to be complicated. So often we make it so much more than it is. You know, my daughter she was actually in Ecuador studying, and we were talking about me losing weight. At that point, I had lost about 20 pounds. She's like, Mommy, what are you doing? I said, you know, I bought into that new fad. And she goes, what fad now? I said, eat less, move more. Go figure. You know, I walk every day. And you know what? I was helping a friend rehab a hip. You don't have to be out there fast walking. You can just take a walk around the block.
Yeah.
It is as simple as that. Yeah. Just, yeah. You know, I did this. I wanted to lose weight, not only to look good, because I want to look good, but I have grandkids and I want to be around and enjoy. I want to be playing with them. You know, my mommy, it was her birthday the other day. It's 28 years that my mother has been celebrating in heaven. And there's always thunder and lightning, because I know that's when she hits the stage. But which my mom was 59.
Wow.
You know, so when I surpassed that, it was, you know, it's like, well, now I don't have a roadmap. Now I can bring her with me.
Yeah.
But I want that healthy life. I want to enjoy what I have. My daddy died of Alzheimer's. Well, actually, he got COVID, but had Alzheimer's, went from dementia. First one in our family ever. And we have a big family. So
yeah.
This was the first time we ever had to deal with any of that. But you know what? That's the whole thing. Just because it's never been in your family before,
yeah,
doesn't mean it can't happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anything that we can do, really, this is why we do especially our Healthy Habits show. There are such simple fixes and hacks and wonderful things. And people like you, Anna, who are devoting their life to helping others stay healthy. So as we're wrapping up, please let everyone know how they may reach out to you and how they can try Brain Love PM.
Yes, of course. So please reach out. We want to help you, not just with our amazing supplement, Brain Love PM, that you can find at brainlovehealth.com. But, you know, if you want to go deeper into your life, if you want to kind of like claim your health again, I'm here for you. I can help you. So definitely reach out at atucker@brainlovehealth.com and we can work together. And something also very important I want to tell you is genetics do not determine anything for Alzheimer's. If your mom had it, if your dad had it, that doesn't mean you're going to have it. So think of this as maybe 10% of less is genetic, but you are in control of your brain and bring in all these good things that we're talking about so that you can protect it today and long term. And I hope to stay in communication with you, and I want to give you a promo code Is that okay?
Sure.
Yes. So BrainLove 15, if you want to try the product, please, I invite you to use BrainLove 15 promo code so that you can try it with a little discount.
I thank you so much for sharing not only your expertise and the product that you've developed, but your journey with us, because that's what makes it so marvelous, that the different things growing up in the blue zones in Costa Rica made you realize that, wait a minute, there's stuff that we can do on a global level. It doesn't have to be located in one place. And all of Anna's links are going to be live. Please reach out. We'll have the promo code there for you. Try this product. What have you got to lose other than some free radicals and some things that are going on in your body that shouldn't be going on? So let's get rid of those. Exactly. Let's get rid of those. Get some good health going on and some good sleep because moms need it.
Yes.
And let's create those healthy lifestyles. Let us just go forth in health and in what we are doing. So Anna, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing with us here on Word of Mom Radio. To all of you tuning in, thank you for taking the time to be with us. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is